It was 20 years ago that the tanker Julie N. collided with the bridge connecting Portland and South Portland, spilling 180,000 gallons of oil into the Four River. Keith Shordahl looks back at the worst oil spill in Maine's history.
On September 27, 1996, the American-owned, Liberian-registered Julie N. was headed for the Inner Harbor with a load of nearly 9 million gallons of refined oil products when the accident occurred at mid-morning. The 560-foot-long ship, which had only 10 feet of clearance as it passed through, first struck the bridge abutment of the South Portland side. A federal investigator attributed the collision to an error by local tanker pilot James Mooney, who issued the wrong command.
The pilot freely admitted that he inadvertently asked for hard left instead of hard right. And the timing and the limited space in the bridge did not allow him to get the ship under control in time to avoid a collision.
The impact left a huge gash in the port side of the Julie N, spilling 180,000 gallons of heavy fuel oil and diesel into the Four River, which then-Governor Angus King witnessed firsthand as he toured the scene by boat.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's the hole. Right at the waterline. Damn it all.
The spill was contained primarily to the Four River, but approximately $40 million was spent on cleaning up 14 miles of contaminated shoreline. The Coast Guard said at the time that nearly 80% of the spilled oil was recovered. Much of the rest stayed west of the bridge toward the marshes near the Portland Jetport and away from Casco Bay and the islands. Portland Harbor was closed for a while, and fishing and shellfish harvesting was banned in parts of Casco Bay and the Four River for more than a month. The damaged span, known as the Million Dollar Bridge, was replaced a year later with the Casco Bay Bridge, which now offers twice as much clearance. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shordahl.